Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week, we're doing one that the lad's been waiting for. We're going to dive headfirst into video game trivia. So if you are a gamer, this one is for you. And even some of you older gamers in the car or at home, there's some stuff in there for you too. So, are you excited for this one?
Yes.
Yeah, he's been pumped. Before we dive in, we're going to talk a little bit about how this trivia works. We're going to throw 15 video game trivia questions at you in three rounds of five questions each. The very first round, the questions are the easiest, and then the questions are going to get tougher with each subsequent round. So this first round of questions, the easiest questions we have to offer are called
the trivia tots.
The trivia tots. So here we go. Video game trivia question number one. Which famous video game character wears a red hat and has a brother named Luigi?
Mario
is correct. That was about as easy as we could get, I think, right?
Yeah.
I think everyone knows who Mario is. But yeah, his brother Luigi appeared first in Mario Brothers in 1983. And it was funny because Luigi first started as just a green version of Mario. But he's slightly different. He's shaped a little different.
Like taller.
Yep. Yep, a little skinnier. All right, question number two. Which blue video game character is known for running fast and collecting rings?
Sonic.
Sonic the Hedgehog is correct. Yep. He was his Sonic blue color was chosen to match the Sega logo. The Sega. But yeah, that's a very special blue. And the blue of Sega and the blue of Sonic the Hedgehog are very similar. Also, they came up with some really fantastic Sonic movies.
Third one was okay.
I don't even remember the third one. That's
it's with a Shadow.
I don't even... Did I see the third one?
I didn't, but I know it was meant.
Oh, then I probably haven't seen it. I've seen the first two. The first two are all right. Question number three. In Among Us, what is the role of a player who is trying to eliminate the crew?
The imposter
is correct. Yes, that whole point of the imposter is to go around and eliminate the crew members while they do their jobs, and the crew is trying to do all their jobs while not being eliminated by the imposter. It's kind of fun. You haven't played Among Us yet, have you?
No.
I think that game has kind of lost its popularity.
Yeah.
It's not as popular as it used to be.
No,
it was
it
all the
not.
Rage for a while, but it's still a fun game. Question four. What type of animal is Donkey Kong?
A gorilla
is correct. Not a donkey. Why? I wonder why he's Donkey Kong. I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, it was one of Nintendo's first big hits, and it actually introduced Mario to the world, which is kind of fun. Question number five. What is the name of the pink, round Nintendo character who can inhale enemies and copy their abilities?
Kirby
is correct. Yeah, I think Kirby was one of the first games you started to get into, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think when we first got our Nintendo Switch, I think you really got into to Kirby for a while. What was that? Kirby and the
Forgotten Land.
The Forgotten Land. Yeah, you loved that game. You played that game a lot. And that's going to do it for the trivia top round. 5 questions down, 5 questions answered correctly. Emmett's doing fantastic. Hopefully you in the car at home are doing great as well. But now the questions are going to get a little more difficult. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Mover round. Here we are. Question number 6. What does the Poke in Pokemon stand for?
Pocket.
Pocket is correct. Yeah, Pokemon. What does Pokemon mean?
Pocket monsters.
Pocket monsters. Small creatures you can carry around and battle with. But yep, that's what that stands for. Question 7. What does NPC stand for in gaming?
Non-playable character.
A non-playable character is correct. Now, those non-playable characters sometimes are some of the most important people in video games. They offer a lot of important information. But we also kind of call people... That's
NPC.
Like, yeah, like an NPC is almost
like an insult.
Yeah, it's an insult today now. We've kind of used it as slang. So what is someone who... Why would you call someone an NPC?
They're just boring and not fun to hang out with.
Am I an NPC?
No.
Okay.
Definitely good. Not.
I'm a playable character.
You're a PC.
Question 8. Which video game franchise features the characters Master Chief and Cortana?
Halo.
Halo is correct. Yes, I really enjoyed Halo when it first came out. When Xbox, that was kind of like the thing that put Xbox on the map, was when Halo came out, and it had the ability to play multiplayer on, and you could link Xbox devices together. That was a big deal. Like, we would, when I was in college, we used to put all of our Xboxes and connect them, and we used to have like 16 player games.
Oh, wow.
It was so much fun. We had a great time. Question 9. What is the name of the scientist villain in the Sonic the Hedgehog series?
Dr. Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik.
Or Dr. Eggman.
Or Dr. Eggman. They're both correct. Very good. Yes. He is probably one of my favorite villains. He's an interesting looking dude.
Yeah.
he has a big mustache.
Like, yeah, the pointy mustache that looks like arrows.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And he travels around in like a flying egg.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
And in the games, he's really fat.
Yes, he is. Do you think Jim Carrey was a good fit for him in the movie?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job of capturing his essence. Question 10. Who is the green dinosaur that often helps out Mario in the games?
Yoshi.
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 Yoshi. Okay, good.
So I was he like, says, Yoshi.
Yeah, he does kind of say that. Yeah, you're right. Yoshi is correct. Yoshi's first appearance was in Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo in 1990. I suppose, yeah, I never thought about that. But yeah, Yoshi was not on the regular Nintendo.
On the NES?
Yeah, it was on the Super Nintendo. I remember when that came out, too. That was fun. And folks, just like that fast, we are 10 questions in. The lad is doing spectacular. Hopefully you at home are doing just as well. But now, I have to warn you, the questions are about to get really, really difficult. We're going to ratchet up the difficulty. We're going to ask you to put on your protective eyewear, your earplugs, your nose plugs, plug your nose, mouth guards. You're going to want to put on a rubber swim cap.
Get your dual sense controllers.
Yes, your dual sense controllers. Make sure they are plugged in and charged. Roll up your socks. Put on your hip waders. Double knot your shoes, because this round is
the brain busters.
The brain busters. These are the hardest questions we could find in video game trivia. So here we go. Question number 11. In Minecraft, what materials do you need to craft a torch?
Sticks and coal.
Sticks and coal is correct.
Yes, let's go.
Nice. How sure were you that of that one?
Not sure at all.
No. But yeah, so torches light the way, but they also stop monsters from spawning nearby, I guess. I wouldn't know. I don't play Minecraft. And we also saw the movie.
Yeah, that you said it was a wasted 2 hours of your life.
It was, there were elements that were kind of funny, but yes, not great cinema.
There were some good tributes to some YouTubers.
Sure.
In it.
That's true.
Like Technoblade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe we'll have to do video game movie trivia. That would be kind of fun. We could do that. Question 12. The main currency in the game Fortnite is V-Bucks. But what does the V stand for in V-Bucks?
Vindertech.
Vindertech is correct. Yeah. What is Vindertech?
Like, they made... It's like the actual name of the company in the game.
In the game. Yeah. It's not the company that makes Fortnite. It is the company in the game of Fortnite. That, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a...
Epic Games makes Fortnite.
Yep. Yep. Question 13. Who is the main villain in the Legend of Zelda series?
Ganondorf.
Ganon or Ganondorf is correct. Yeah, he can appear in both like human form as well as like
goblin,
like beast forms, depending on the game that you're playing. But yeah. Oh boy, he's doing great, folks.
I know him from Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Oh, you're right. Yes, yes, Ganondorf is in Super Smash
Bros. And he's so good.
Yeah. Well, he's a big, powerful character, so.
Especially with the skill that I have.
Yeah, that makes sense. Question 14. What game first featured the character Solid Snake and emphasized stealth over combat?
Metal Gear.
Metal Gear is correct.
Let's go.
Wow, I didn't know you knew Metal Gear. 1987.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It's. Do you know that one from Super Smash Bros.
Yes.
Too? Yeah.
Snake.
Yep.
Or Fortnite, because that was a collaboration in one of the first seasons of Chapter 5.
Sure, sure. Well, wow. All right. Oh boy, he's 14 for 14. Here we go. The final question. Question 15. What is the sequence of buttons making up the Konami code that typically gives extra lives or unlocks special cheats?
I don't know.
Oh, we were so close, folks.
I don't care about a stupid code.
It's a very famous code that all of the Konami games that you could play, would you could do this code and it would do something special. So the code is up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start.
I forgot about up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. Yeah.
Left, right, B, A, start.
Yeah. Left, right, B, A, start.
Yep. Yep. That's the Konami code. That's okay. That's a tough one, though. That one's a deep cut for all of our older trivia listeners.
Whatever the heck is Konami.
It's a game company that makes a lot of different types of, like, they're usually known for their fighting games, like Street Fighter is Konami and a couple others. So yeah. But all right, folks, well, he didn't get the perfect score this week, but that is totally fine. He did so well this week. Super proud of the lad. 14 of 15, a spectacular performance. Hopefully you at home or in the car were doing just as well. If you enjoyed this trivia, we would invite you to leave us a 5-star review and leave us a comment on whatever app you're listening on. And those comments and reviews help us to find other family trivia listeners just like you. Also, we would love it if you could send us a direct message over on Instagram or on Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia. We'd love to hear from you. Give us some ideas for a future episode, or even if you wanted to just leave a comment about what you're enjoying about the episodes, we'd love to hear from you. Video game trivia, lad, what are your thoughts?
I loved it so much.
Yeah. Yeah, he did great. That did really, really well. He's been leading up to this one for a while. So this one does, I felt like this one was a little more on the old school side of video games, but yeah, excellent. All right. Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in this week and every other week. We wouldn't do it without the support of our wonderful listening audience. Until next time, we'll see you later.
Alligators.